This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Years ago, I read the book The Happiness Hypothesis by Jonathan Haidt. In it, he told a story that I've never forgotten. In the book, he writes about how sometimes we can grow after a traumatic experience. In his discussion of post-traumatic growth, Jonathan Haidt tells the story of his old friend Greg, who went through a terrible time. Greg's wife disappeared with their two children, and when Greg learned where she'd gone, it turned out that she'd left him for another man. Greg was in terrible distress from what had happened. In time, the situation became resolved. A few months later, Jonathan Haidt reports, Greg was still reeling, but he also felt that he'd gained valuable lessons from what had happened. He'd learned how many people cared about him and wanted to help him. He felt that he responded to other people with more love, sympathy, and forgiveness. He experienced more joy with his children than he had before the crisis. And from the crisis, his values and his perspectives on what mattered most in his life had changed. Then Jonathan Haidt continues the story. And then Greg said something so powerful that I choked up, referring to the often sad and moving solo that is at the heart of many operas. He said, "This is my moment to sing the aria. I don't want to. I don't want to have this chance, but it's here now. And what am I going to do about it? Am I going to rise to the occasion?" I've never forgotten this reflection because it's such a beautiful example of how we can reframe what has happened to us and use the lens of art to try to make sense of it. It's a question that all of us must answer at certain points in our lives. Am I going to rise to the occasion? Am I going to sing the aria? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.